When I was in yeshiva, I had this custom of writing down whenever I heard something or I saw something, I wrote down. It was a very good minig. So I wrote down, I literally got hundreds and hundreds of points that I wrote down over the years. And I never bothered looking at them. Don't know why, but this Shabbos I had, I built time and I took one of those booklets out of my, and I read something which I think it's such an amazing thing. I want to share it with you. In Toshin Samach Beis in 2002, I saw a Talmud, Yerushalayim Yid, and I've not forgotten the name. I did write it down. It was a Talmud. It seems that he even had some. It was either to Chofetz Chaim himself or to the Talmud of Chofetz Chaim. He seemed to have. So I asked him to please share with me a story, and then he told me the following. He told me there was Yidden were traveling together, and they was Chassidim traveling together in the train, and there was Talmidim and Chofetz Chaim traveling together in the train. And they asked, and the Chassidim said, big moifsim about the Rebbe. I don't know if it was, maybe perhaps it was the Belz Rebbe. So can you tell me something about the Belz Rebbe? And they shared tremendous moifsim, miracles that the Rebbe did. You know, he said he was going to do this, and that's what happened, and tremendous moifsim. They looked at the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, and said, can you tell us something about you, Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim? He's a great Yid. Can you tell us some moifsim that the Chofetz Chaim did? And then the Yid replied, and he said, all the stories that you said, is stories of Tzadik Goyza v'Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. The stories of a Tzadik Goyza, is a Tzadik is Goyza v'Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. A Tzadik decrees, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekayim. He fulfills the wish of a Tzadik. This is all very great. But my Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, is on a greater level than that yet. Because he's on a level of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Goyza v'Tzadik Mekayim. He's on a level that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyza, he is Mekayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyza, he makes his decrees, his commandments, his instructions, his mitzvahs, and he's Mekayim exactly the way he's instructing his commanders to do. That's on a greater level yet. That's what this Yid shared with me about the Chofetz Chaim. I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant because we always tend to look at, we tend to measure the Gdolim and Tzadikim by, you know, what kind of moifsim can they do. But in reality, there's something even greater than that. We should really measure the Tzadikim by how, to what extent they fulfill the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, okay. Okay, we're up to Simon Tov Lamed Gimel. And we are up to Seif, we did say Vav, we're up to Seif Zayin. Right, okay. Chodesh Ben Yudin Chaveiroi, if there's a hole between, it's on page Hey in our editions, a hole between a Yid and a goy. So they are neighbors, and there is a common wall, a joint wall, a shared wall, and there is a hole between. There's a hole in that wall. So what are you going to do about that? So the halacha is as follows: Choy sheben yudi lechaveh. You've got this hole between a yid and a goy. Kol echad boydek al mokim sheodim agas. No, sorry, this is not between a yid and a goy. Here we're talking about two yidden. So there's two Yidden neighbors. So what are you meant to do? Kol echad boydek ad mokim shiodim agas. They all should try. You should seek and look for the chometz until your hand can reach, as far as your hand can reach. Ad shiyogoy magas. Ve'ashah. But if there is, you may be concerned about chometz being further down than that. Ve'ashah mevatel belibo vidayu. If you're concerned about having more chametz, that should be out of your reach, out of your unit, don't worry about it. All you should do is you should be mevatel, and that's enough, that's sufficient. Mevatel b'libo, yividayo. What happens if the scenario is slightly different? Pardon? Yeah. Can't reach it, then it's fine. Yes, that's right. That would be a good contemporary application of this halacha, that if you cannot reach something, yeah. Then it should be valid. And the truth is that there is it's mistabel as well, because on a deraisa level, if you do bitul, it helps. So on deraisa, you're certainly not over on bali or bali motze. And my chachamim were concerned, and they said, you've got to do something more than that. Why do you have to do more than that? Because we're concerned that perhaps you're going to end up eating. Well, if it's something you cannot reach, you're not going to end up eating it. And that's why the Chachomim said, because if it's something, and therefore the application that you are suggesting, that if it's something in the car, also again, it's something which is like really beyond reach, yeah, you don't have to worry about it, because once you've done a bittle.
Is there a mile to spritzing it with something that will completely make it not
run? I suppose so. If it's piruin, it doesn't need it. If it's piruin, if it's crumbs, then it doesn't even need that. But if you are concerned, maybe there is something which is still perhaps potentially edible. Sometimes you have to ask the kids if it's still edible. then it's you're right. It's good to make it an lechilas kalev. Yeah. Okay. Now, what if it's two? If it's the neighbor is a goy. Your neighbor is a goy. Then you don't require bdika. So it is an area which your next door neighbor is a goy. He was saying, no, don't do bdika at all. And the reason is Shema Yoima, because we're concerned. Maybe the goy is gonna be concerned. Goy is gonna start saying, "Kshofim hu oisili." This Jew over here is doing a strange practice over here. What he's doing is starting to dig in the holes. He's got some candle as well, and he's doing is taking a feather and a wooden spoon. Who knows what he is up to? Who knows what he's up to? So perhaps he's doing witchcraft. Shema Yoima kshofim hu oisili. Maybe he's doing some witchcraft against me. Maybe he wants to do the. Do you know the on the Lila Seder? There is the pouring the oil, pouring the wine, and shvur chamoscha. Yeah. So this guy is concerned about. Maybe he's doing a shvur chamoscha kind of thing on me. He's coming with the bdikas. He's coming with bdikas chometz. He's telling me that maybe he's doing some witchcraft. V'nimtza, and it's going to turn out. V'nimtza, boli desakona. You're going to end up being in danger. Therefore, chomim were concerned. That if your next door neighbor is a goy, and you've got an area which is a joint area, and you really would like to do bdikas chometz to find out if there's chometz in the in-between area, don't do bdikas chometz there, because you're going to end up in trouble. So all you should do is a bittel chometz, and that's it. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Siv Kot Lamed. Shema Yoima Kshofim, Bameshu Mechapes Balailo, Loir Hane Bechorin. That he is seeking Balailo in the night, Loir Hane. The fact that he's seeking in the night, Loir Hane, with candlelight, Bechorin in holes, it's very dodgy. We don't know what he's up to. Excuse me, So perhaps don't ask for trouble. But nevertheless, on the subsequent day, in the morning, on Erev Pesach in the morning, you should still do a bdika in the daylight, because that doesn't look so dodgy. Because that the guy won't be concerned about. Do you think this is nowadays an issue? Imagine a shared area with a guy. You know, I could really picture, you've got a semi-detached house. You've got the front, some area which is like shared. Yeah, you can picture yourself some sort of scenario. And you'd want to do Bdikas Chometz there, because at times kids eat there, especially on Pesach perhaps, you know, the last few days before Pesach. You know, it could be that there's someone. And you'd want to check. Could you imagine that it's an issue nowadays or not? Or do you think nowadays it's not relevant? Yeah. 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 It might not be sakana, but you said it's dodgy. Yeah, lemaisa aloch lemaisa, we don't have to do. If it's a shared area with a goy, you know, you want to play safe. Now there's a question of you which the Gemara asks on this. Bodi de sakana. What is it? There's an obvious question on this. The Gemara asks. Exactly. The Gemara asks the kasha shluch mitzvah. We know generally there's a rule. Whoever is a shliach mitzvah, whoever is busy doing a mitzvah, shluch mitzvah. What does Gemara say? He's in the nizokin. He's not going to get hurt. So why over here we concerned? What do you say? Shri Chazeka. Why is it Shri Chazeka? Witchcraft, yeah, that's what Gemara says. Poridis akon va'afrodav, the shluchem mitzvah nizokin, although generally we say, shluchem mitzvah and nizokin do not get hurt, hecha de shchiach ezek shani, where there's a common danger, shani it's different. And here we're concerned, it's a common danger. Often the goyim will start on us, and therefore you've got to be safe. It's a shchiach ezek, and you don't do p'tikas chometz by night next to a goy. Okay, and although we exempt the yid to do b'dika by night, nevertheless, so you've got to do bittel. Even if you know for sure, I left a biscuit in that shed area, nevertheless, even if it's sure, nevertheless, you don't do b'dika, you're only going to do, you only do a b'dika by day. But you do the bittel by night as well. So you do bittel by night, and you do b'dika by day. But you don't do a b'dika by night. Okay, we're ready for Sif Ches. Koisel shenishtamesh by chometz, a wall that was used for chometz, b'chore, in its holes. V'nofal, and the wall itself collapsed. V'nase gal, and it became a heap, a pile of stones. But you do know that there was chometz at one point. This was used. This wall was used for chometz. You know there was at times you kept in. It was used. There was chometz in that area, but it collapsed. Afilu einu gevoya shloisha tfochim. Although the pile of stone is less than 3 tfochim. It's not. Wasn't so such a big wall. Not that many stones. All collapsed. It's less than 3 tfochim high. And really, in principle, you could have a dog searching and sniffing around and finding the chometz. You could really have a dog searching around. Nevertheless, you do not need to search chometz underneath those stones. Why? Since at times there could be scorpions hiding in between those stones. And it could be a scorpion there. Shemitzuyim begalim. Scorpions tend to be hanging around in piles of stones. Chashinon, we are concerned. Achashiashlim b'dikosoi she'enu oisig b'mitzvah. After searching for the chometz, he may also search for something else, and therefore may not be a oisig b'mitzvah anymore. Yechapes achamachat, maybe a needle. He's literally looking for a needle in the. He's looking for something. She never lied. He knows he lost once a little item or something. Well, the sakana is going to reach sakana. He's going to end up being sakana. Therefore, you don't look for it. This is on a general circumstance. But if you know for sure, there is chometz underneath. If it's less than 3 tefachim, take a shovel there and try to dig underneath it. In a way, there's no sakana. If But if it's higher than 3 tefachim, whatever happens in Vatla Beliboy, do a bittel in your heart, v'dayin sufficient. Okay, Rabbi said it's an important halacha. We're learning now the following scenario. Imagine it's a pile of stone. Okay, first we're going to talk about a sofik. Okay, you know that, I mean, this is talking about a wall, but it doesn't have to be a wall. It could also be anything else. Imagine you had outside in the garden outside, solid kind of table and everything just, and you used to use it a lot for eating chametz there. You know what, it could be a barbecue kind of whatever, but it all collapsed and it broke down, everything fall into pieces and it's all broken down. You think them, it's likely there could have been chametz there. You know there could have been chametz there. Now, are you meant to do b'dika underneath that or not? Oh, so before that, one second, I want to speak about that. It's a good point. I want to get to that. But the halacha is that in principle, you'd say, yes, you do need to do b'dikas chometz there. Why not? You think there might be chometz? Go for it. Do b'dikas chometz. Shulchan Aruch is telling us, perhaps you've got a danger. Because it could be that you've got a kovim there. Could be there's scorpions hiding there, which by searching for the chometz, chlili might get hurt. And therefore, perhaps there's a reason to exempt you from b'dika. However, based on what we learned earlier, there's a reason to say that no, actually, it's fine because oisik b'mitzvah potur minitzvah. How does oisik b'mitzvah potur minitzvah work? What oisik b'mitzvah? Shluchim mitzvah nizokin. How does that work? Not Isaac Mitzvah, Shlucha Mitzvah. How is it Shlucha Mitzvah over here? Shlucha Mitzvah, because he's doing B'tikas Chometz. Since he's doing B'tikas Chometz, so therefore, he won't get hurt from the scorpion. Now, does that make sense? So he's busy doing B'tikas Chometz, and therefore he's not going to get hurt. Which, by the way, so that's so far so good. But the Master Shulchan Aruch says that, no, it's not true. And the Gemara says that. He said, no, actually, no, we don't say Shlucha Mitzvah, Edeni Zoykin, with regards to B'tikas Chometz, because after you found your Chometz, you may also start searching for the million and one lost items that you have anyway. Do you ever look for things? Or you never lose things? I'm forever looking for my things. I don't know. So this person said, you know, I remember I had this... it's talking about a needle, but it doesn't have to be a needle. It could be anything. You lost a £20 note in that area once. I don't know. What else? A car, the bank. I don't know. Anything. And now that you've found your chometz, you're going to continue your search to find another valuable item which you have lost. And therefore, we do not say anymore Shlucha Mitzvah in the Nizokin. Because Shlucha Mitzvah in the Nizokin is only if you are busy doing the actual mitzvah. But once you're moving on from the mitzvah and you're searching for your own personal reasons, we don't say any Shlucha Mitzvah in the Nizokin, and then you may get hurt from the scorpion. Chomim therefore said, forget it. Just forget it. Don't even bother. Chomim exempt the person from doing bdika in dangerous areas because we're gonna end up searching for things which are not mitzvah related. And Chomim were concerned about that. And then forget it. Don't do. Now, Boi Saya, how does that apply nowadays? What do you think about that? So I'm asking with regards to Shlucha Mitzvah and Nizokin in our searches nowadays. Yeah. Where do you find? Yeah, it's very good. There's lots of questions. There's countless questions. In fact, I remember asking once a question. There's a Gemara that says that there's a special place in Gan Eden for people who get hurt or killed on the way to do mitzvah. There's such a Gemara. There's a special reward for people who get hurt or even killed on the way to performing mitzvahs. Well, obviously there's Shlucha Mitzvah. And Shlucha Mitzvah in Nizokin. So how does that work? I don't have a full answer for that. And also, there's lots of questions in it. I'm not sure, I don't know what the answer is. But either way, we're learning that if a person is genuinely a Shlucha Mitzvah, then it's not going to happen, nothing will happen. But we are concerned that perhaps it's going to be beyond the Shliach Mitzvah, and something is going to happen. Now, but what about nowadays? Are you concerned about scorpions? Are there scorpions in England? Is there scorpions here? No. Scorpions? In our houses, in our... Is there any reason to say, and that's why I'm asking Allah Lamaisa, is there any reason to say that you can't search in some places because of potentially dangerous bites? I have a pardon? Wasps.
Wasps or things
like, yeah.
That's not really, unless you've got a good reason to think.
Yeah, well, over here, yeah. What about rats? To look under the tiles? Under the floorboard because of rats? Yeah? They don't? I think rats' bites are apparently very dangerous. So they say they're very... Yeah. I think that perhaps, I don't know exactly, but there might be still an element of maybe not a akrovim, but potentially still animals which have got venom. I'm not sure. Halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Yisai, the are the dangerous places in our houses?
Power sockets and gas places where...
Yes. I was thinking about that. The electricity and the gas and all those kinds of areas. I was almost thinking about that. I was really thinking about that. So we have got maybe not such dangerous animals around, but we do have in our houses. You know, I think that I'm always very scared to go near the boiler. Because why am I scared to go near the boat? Because the guy, the plumber told me, he told me once about the pressure which is in there. The pressure there, apparently, he said he can, if it's not regulated properly, that's what he told me. He can blow up the house, that's what he said. Not true?
There's a release valve.
Oh, I see. Oh, all right, okay. It could be that he was referring to my boiler, which is from the before the valve was created. So I see. So perhaps not. But I wonder if there is the electricity. Pardon? Not in the boiler, but the area there. Is that? Would you say that perhaps is that an area which is
the cupboard? Near the boiler,
right.
It's not fiddling in the boiler.
In the boiler. Okay. So Aloch Lemaisa Boy said that the Shulchan Aruch says. That chashinon achjashlem b'dikosta she'enu esig b'mitzah yechapesach hamachat shenevad lo v'yovol yedis hakona. By the way, this may be a little bit of a source, a bit of a makoyah, that, which one? Yeah. The difference between snakes and scorpions. Yeah. I want to just point out, there may be a bit of a makar. People ask, there is this this tremendous exaggeration. This, the level of cleaning for chometz that nowadays is happening. You know, the level of, chometz and the amount of, the kind of cleanliness that we achieve for Pesach and how we kind of, so it appears, I don't know, there's a bit of a mekoy over here, because there is an element of cleaning so much. This person over here, what he's doing is Be'etzim looking for chometz under the gal shel avonim, but once he's searching for the chometz under the gal shel avonim, chachomim concerned that at that point it's still oisik b'mitzvah. At that point, he's in the shluach mitzvah. But we're concerned that after he's found the chometz, he's going to continue doing a search so much, looking for other items which he has found, which he has lost over the year. So there's an element of continuing the bdika and the removing of the chometz beyond the chometz. So maybe there's a mekoy over here for that. Okay. Sivkotten, Lamed Vav, Achas Yashlim Bdikos, B'shas Bdika, Afilu Mechapes HaChamachat, Gamkin Avel Eshluich HaMitzvah En Nizoikin. During the Bdika, when he's simultaneously looking for the needle and for the Chametz, is considered Shluach Mitzvah En Nizoikin. K'mo Ya'oy Masel Azul Etzdoke B'shul Shich Yibni. As a person is allowed to say, I'm giving this tenner, I'm giving this 5-pound note for Tzdoke, in order that my son should live. What is it called? It's called a Tzadik Gomor. Although he wants to have personal benefit as well from it. That's still considered tzadik gomor. So he also, the fact that he's doing simultaneously the search for chometz, at the same time searching for his own personal lost items, he's still considered a tzadik. He's fine to do that. To have a dual intention, that's fine. Only once he's found the chometz, then if he only searches for lost items, that's when it's considered not a shliach mitzvah anymore. Okay. And see if actually we leave Sif test for tomorrow. Okay, just to recap what we covered this evening, we learned that an area which is shared between a yid and a goy, don't do the proper search by night because we are concerned the goy is going to get concerned about you. These Jews are a bit fun. We don't realize about how the goy sometimes get a bit witchcraft. So better to leave it for the next day when it's daylight. And you're going to be much safer. If it's too yidden, then just do as much as you can reach, and that's good. When it comes to a collapsed wall, then search as much as is open and revealed. Don't search in the Gal Shel Avonim, because you're going to end up searching for other things, and you're going to end up getting in danger as well, because Shluch HaMitzvah only applies once you're searching for the chometz. Once you've found the chometz, there is no element of Shluch HaMitzvah, and you might get into danger because of the akovim, because of the scorpions. If you know for sure there's chometz there, then you should look for in safety for the chometz. Right, then we'll continue to see test tomorrow.